Maya Hayes is our guest. She is a Golden Gopher women's soccer assistant coach, and she made some news here in the last week or so. First of all, she's one of the all-time great college soccer players of all time, so that's fun to have her on. We'll talk about that in a moment. But she just made the list from the United Soccer, the 30 under 30. So 30 coaches across the country under 30 years of age, and she is in that group. And first of all, good to see you, Coach, and congratulations on such a great honor.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks. I appreciate that.
In all honesty, what does an honor like that mean? You're a young, up-and-coming coach. You had a great playing career and now learning the ropes as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, it means everything, right? I think I did a talk yesterday. I was talking with Dean Linke a little bit, and just a little bit of the same as far as having played at obviously various levels, and then getting into coaching and initially going into it from like a master standpoint of just, I wanted to do a graduate assistant position just to kind of get my feet wet and get my master's at the same time. And this has just kind of been another step in that direction, right? I think a lot of my experience has come from playing. So it's cool to, for me, to experience and grow under others that have been in this profession for a while, as I've been able to have with the various head coaches I've been able to work with so far. And so this program is just kind of it speaks to that a little bit more as far as that mentorship aspect and just learning from the people that have been in this business for a while and been successful in this business.
Yeah. What do you think you enjoy the most about coaching now that you've been in it for a few years?
It's exactly the exact reason that I went into coaching is the exact reason that, is the exact reason I enjoy it, honestly. And that reason was wanting to be able to work with student athletes on a daily basis and really help and impact them to grow into beautiful and strong and successful human beings, right? And so I think that was the big thing for me as far as I had a great collegiate experience as far as kind of some of the lessons and things that I was able to kind of learn and grow from during my own collegiate experience. And so just because of that experience, it kind of wanted me to push me to want to be in those same shoes one day and be able to impact generations coming up in the game.
Yeah. How rewarding is it too, when you see, say, maybe a freshman come in and then you watch them and you help them and you coach them. And by the time they're a junior and a senior, they're not an entirely different person, but maybe they're a different type of player. Maybe they have grown and matured as a person, as you would expect any college student to do, and then have that reward at the end to see how they've progressed under your tutelage.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best part for sure. I mean, just to see that light bulb go off, right? And doesn't always go off right away, as you kind of just spoke to. Sometimes it takes a little bit, but to see, just to see it go off and to see that student athlete just kind of, they get it, right? And they know, and obviously myself as well and everybody around them, they know how much work and work ethic and everything it took to get to that point. And so I think when that light bulb goes off, it's a really special moment for sure.
And now you probably have been in it long enough, because you're obviously under 30 and still relatively young, where maybe some players who have graduated are now off into their real life and staying in touch. And maybe you get a text to, hey, coach, here's an update, or how you doing, or you reach out. I mean, how cool is that too, now that you establish those kind of relationships?
Yeah, that's, I mean, the relationship piece is probably the most fun part, if I'm being honest. And I speak to that coming from my own collegiate experience of being really close with my own college coaches. So yeah, I mean, that's the best part for me. I mean, the soccer piece is fun, but yeah, getting to see them go on and impact this world really. And yeah, get those little texts or whatever it is. Or even now when they just stop in your office and just hang out for a little bit and it has nothing to do with soccer. I love that. Right. Making sure that they know that we value them way beyond the soccer field, right. That we value them as human beings in this program, and making sure that they feel that value, beyond just being a student athlete, just as on a personal level. So, it's a really cool experience.
You referenced earlier when we first started this interview about the different levels of soccer. So my assumption is you started as a youth and then got into high school and club sports, onto Penn State as one of the all-time great players in that school's history, assistant with Auburn, assistant with Minnesota. What soccer meant to you when you think about the places you've been able to visit through soccer, the school you got to attend, the coaches you've gotten to meet, the players you've got to coach? I mean, it has to be pretty meaningful, obviously.
Oh, big time. I mean, it's pretty much been the driving force over all these years. And it's amazing that I think that's one of the coolest pieces about this game. And one of the, like, one of the things that I'm super grateful for is not just the places I've been, but the relationships I've been able to build because of it. Right. Especially when you're looking at meeting people from all over the country, all over the world, different backgrounds, all of those things. Yeah. I mean, some of the places that I have been able to visit, I probably would have never visited outside of being able to do it for soccer. So yeah, to be able to say that I spent a month and a half in Japan, although it was tricky coming back and adjusting to the time difference again. Those experiences are certainly very unique and something that I definitely don't take for granted, having been able to play this sport and for it to have taken me all over the world. And having been fortunate enough to meet some really cool people along the way.
Well, let's talk some Gopher soccer now. You guys are in the midst of a really good season, and you are in an interesting situation in the sense that our good friend Steph Golan was the one who hired you. Then she bolted Minnesota to go to Missouri, and Aaron Chastain is the new head coach. You guys are having great success. How has that transition been, and how excited are you to kind of take over and be part of this first-year program with Coach Chastain and build from this moment forward?
Honestly, I think the transition was as seamless as it pretty much could have ever been. Honestly, I think the month of June was maybe the longest month of my life because that's when everything was up in the air. Right. So I didn't love that part, but yeah, definitely a lot of growth there, a lot of lessons learned in the month of June. Aaron got hired towards the kind of beginning middle of July, and it's been full steam ahead because I think fairly soon, maybe a week after that, Allie was hired and, yeah, we've literally been flying ever since because it was straight into preseason, straight into season. And like I said, like knowing that timetable, there definitely could have been some bumps in the road, but it's been really seamless and it's been a really cool experience just being able to see her enjoy this experience of being back home and what it means to her and be a part of that and just how it's impacted the group and the belief, the collective belief of the group, both of like the collective belief, I think, within one another, as far as like believing in the team, but also just like some of the confidence of within themselves, honestly, of just seeing some of these players that I was able to see last year. And when I was first brought on, and then just seeing them grow in just a short period of time. And honestly, a lot of it just coming from a confidence within themselves. So, It's been really awesome. I can't complain at all. I think we have a really good balance of personalities within our staff. And then when you start adding in SJ and Corey and Tor, like it's awesome. We have a really good time. Trenton knows we have a really good time.
Yeah. Well, and now as you guys are, into the season and you've had success, I think, what was it? You didn't give up a goal for like the first seven or eight games of the year. You're right in the thick of Big Ten. What is now, as you're hitting the stretch run, what's the goal for this team now from now until, the end of this fall?
I think overall you'd all ask anybody and you want to say you want to win championships, right? But I think to win championships, you need to know kind of what those smaller goals are. What are you trying to accomplish along the way? So I think it's like, don't get too enamored with the big ones, so that you're actually focusing on what you can control and what's right in front of you. So I think for us, honestly, it's a day by day, game by game process. It's not looking too far ahead. It's controlling what we can control. One of our team values and core values is dominate the controllables, right? And right now we can only control what we see on Thursday. And that's obviously the game at Iowa. So I think that has kind of been our mentality the whole way of making sure that we get better from game to game, making sure that whatever lessons we learn in one game, that we're actually progressing and taking those lessons and not having to relearn lessons. And so I think that's been our biggest focus. And obviously we've had a little bit of success from that.